President John Dramani Mahama has met with the executive board of the World Food Programme in Rome, Italy this morning. In his capacity as ECOWAS chair, President Mahama appeals to the World Food Programme to provide food supplies to families and communities affected by the deadly Ebola virus in West Africa. He says some of these families are devastated and are not able to farm to feed their families and for income. President Mahama used the moment to also brief the meeting on Ghana's efforts in the agriculture sector to boost food security.
Ghana acknowledges the difficulties encountered in operations of your organization, especially in ensuring adequate preparedness to support the strategic stockpiling of efforts of the wider humanitarian community. Currently, the Ghana Depot is serving as the main hub for the UN's response efforts to fight the deadly Ebola virus epidemic that is ravaging three of our sister West African countries, Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. The story emerging from the fight against Ebola is encouraging. For the first time, we're seeing a decline in the number of new infections in Liberia. While this news is pleasant to the ear, we cannot rest on our oars yet. We cannot even begin to talk about success because the prevalence of the disease in many border areas between the three countries is still a source of grave concern. ECOWAS is deeply committed to this fight against Ebola. We're working closely with the global community, the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, AMIR, and other partners to resource the humanitarian team who will continue to carry out its work and supporting country-led programs. WFP's response to the Ebola virus disease outbreak is very important. Many households have become vulnerable as a result of the outbreak. Many families have not been able to plant and harvest their crops this year. The intervention of WFP to supply food to vulnerable families and communities will go a long way in strengthening these families in their fight against the disease. I'm also informed that during this session here in Rome, you will approve more programs for Africa, including a country program, a budget increase to development activities, and 5 protracted relief and recovery operations. This is laudable, and Africa appreciates this strong partnership and support. We in Ghana are proud to be one of the countries to be honored here in Rome for achieving the MDGs on poverty and hunger ahead of the 2015 deadline.